This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Well, along those lines, here is a not entirely rhetorical question. If an economy grows or adds jobs, or if consumer spending rises or falls, and there's nobody there working in the office that measures it, did it happen? The government gathers and analyzes and publishes economic information all the time. Jobs, inflation, you know the drill. But what happens when the data isn't available? Marketplace's Bree Benishore has that story.
Here's a list of data that either won't get released or won't get collected while the government is shut down.
The retail sales report.
Factory orders report.
Inflation.
International trade.
The September employment report. The big daddy of all the economic indicators.
That's Chris Lowe with FDN Financial. And that big daddy indicator is supposed to come out this Friday. All this data is important for investors. Keith Davis is with Farr Miller in Washington.
It stretches on 2 or 3 weeks. Investment advisors like ourselves are kind of going to be running blind. We're going to have to make investment decisions without knowing how fast the recovery is going and whether it's accelerating or decelerating.
That's likely to make markets volatile. And the data that's not getting collected right now, like inflation or jobs for October, may never get collected. There is non-government data out there, but in the past few months, it's painted a misleadingly strong impression of the economy, says Chris Lowe.
If we were forced to rely on the private sector data we get, interest rates would probably be quite a bit higher right now.
But because government figures have shown the economy is weaker, the Fed has kept interest rates low. Now, look, a few missed data releases in normal times isn't the end of the world. Justin Wolfers is at the Brookings Institution.
The problem is, if we're about to face abnormal times, and Congress appears to be trying to make times abnormal, we won't be able to see it immediately or obviously in the data.
So basically, we can't tell how bad the government shutdown is for the economy because of the government shutdown. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.